Bring it back, yeah.
Yeah, you go out and get water with it, something you'd carry water in.
Bucket?
Yeah. How about something you'd carry garbage out of the house in?
Well, I don't know what they'd name it, different things. I don't know what to call it now.
Well, would you ever call that a garbage pail or a garbage bucket or a garbage can?
No, and way back in my days, we didn't have much of that.
Mm-hmm. Something you fry eggs on is what?
Eggs?
Yes, sir. Eggs.
That's a skillet.
Okay. And something you boil water for tea in?
That's a kettle.
Right. And something you put cut flowers in?
Vase.
Right. And something you cut meat with?
Butcher knife.
Okay. And if you had two of those, you'd say not one knife, but two
knives. Two butchers.
Two butcher what?
Knives.
Okay. Two other utensils that you use when you're eating are what? In addition to a knife, you have a
fork.
And a
spoon.
All right. And at the the water, the sink in the kitchen, the water comes out of what?
Out of the well.
Yeah, but if you have running water.
Yeah.
If you have indoor plumbing, the water comes out the what?
The well.
The thing you turn.
Full faucet.
Okay. Do you ever call that anything else?
As I know. Can't think of it.
Okay. Pickles in the store. You used to get pickles. Pickles used to come in a great big thing. What was that called?
Keg.
Okay, bigger than a keg.
Yeah, hogshead.
Okay, what's that?
Hogshead.
All right. How about beer? Beer used to come in a...
Well, you never have no beer. Like that.
No,
That's just homemade.
Uh-huh. But I was thinking of another container, something like a keg, only...
You should have a hogshead.
Uh-huh.
A hogshead contains about 130 gallons, and a keg anywhere from 10 to 50.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking of a barrel.
Barrel, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call those things that hold the staves in place on a barrel that go around?
The staves?
Yeah, the barrel staves, you know. Yeah. And then there's something that goes around them to keep them in place.
I don't know what they call that.
Hoops or hoops?
Yeah, hoops.
And if you were pouring something in the store, you rolled something up like this.
Funnel.
What?
Funnel.
Right. That's fine. And something you crack to make a horse go?
Whip.
Yeah. And if somebody bought a dozen oranges or something, you'd put them in a what?
Sack.
Okay. And what are they usually made of?
Hmm?
What's a sack usually made of?
Made of paper.
Okay. Now, when you get 100 pounds of potatoes or something, they come in a much larger sack.
Stronger sack.
What do you call those heavy cloth sacks?
Cloth?
Yeah, they're made out of cloth, kind of rough material.
I never did hear them call them but a sack.
All right. Well, I wondered if you ever heard the term either a croaker sack or a croaker sack. Or a toe sack, if any of
them. Yeah, both of them. I heard them both.
Okay. Which one seems more common to you, either?
Toe sack.
Okay. If you were taking corn to a mill, you know, milled, what would you call the amount of corn that could be milled at one time?